Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You guys are going to absolutely love the opportunity of meeting here, Russ Ruffino. Russ, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. What's going on?
It's so much fun to see all this stuff. Again, when went from basically working at bar there for how many years were you in the bar?
Worked 10
in
years.
And then basically decided, you know what, I'm actually going to leave this and start getting involved in this whole internet marketing thing. Read Russell's books, and that was before pre-ClickFunnels and everything else. I think, what'd you say, 2013, 2011, something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
So you've been doing this internet marketing thing for a long time. And I think the exciting part to me is when you really take a look at growing and building and having a ton of success with your clients. I love the idea as far as finding those clients. And what we're going to be talking about here is this whole idea of short funnels into high tickets. I think that's just a brilliant idea. It's what you guys have been doing for, gosh, almost 10 years now and
yeah.
crushing it.
Crazy. Yeah.
So with that said, Russ, anything else we want to make sure people know more about you before we dive right into this?
Nah, man, we can dive in. I mean, all we do is high ticket. It's what we specialize in. It's what we teach. It's all we do. And I love it. I love everything about it. So happy to talk about it.
I think that's fantastic. So when you take a look at high tickets, give me an idea, our clients, when everyone wants to know what's high tickets. Is this
$1,000?
Is this $10,000? Where are we at?
That's really great, because a lot of people will be like, oh, it's $997. It's high ticket. So for me, high ticket really starts at about $5,000. And goes up to $10,000 to $15,000 on the front end, probably. And then when you're talking about back end programs, you know, sky's the limit. We have one back end mastermind that's $30,000. We have another back end mastermind that's $85,000 for the year. So high ticket is you know, the sky's the limit when you're talking about that.
I love that. So we're going to talk about how you actually start with short funnels, getting into high tickets. So when we're talking about a short funnel, what do we really? Give me an idea as far as how short is this? What's going on? Give me an example, all that stuff.
The shortest possible funnel you can think of, right? So it really is just, we run ads on Facebook, social media, YouTube, TikTok. So we run ads on social media. People click the ad. They get into a registration page for a we call it a webinar, but really it's an automated webinar. It's really just a 25-minute presentation. So they click the ad, they sign up, they watch the 25-minute presentation. At the end of that presentation, we offer them the chance to book a phone call with our team. And so generally speaking, they're either booking the call that day or like the following day. And then right there on that very first call, we're enrolling them straight into one of our high ticket workshops. So that's the funnel, man. And we do that in our business, but then that's also what we teach our clients how to do. And so that simple funnel has worked in every niche you can imagine, from online marketing to, you know, crypto to relationship coaching to dating coaching to fitness, nutritionists. We have doctors using it. It really cuts right to the chase, because, you know, the conventional wisdom says that if you want to sell somebody something high ticket, right, that you have to sort of warm them up. And this was certainly the conventional wisdom when I got started. If you want to make a, you know, a $10,000 sale or $12,000 sale, you really have to nurture that lead and build that relationship. And I remember when I first started out, I thought, well, yeah, you know, that makes sense. But what if it's not true? Like, let's just try it. Let's just try going right for that high ticket sale and see what happens. And it worked. And it's continued to work for the last 10 years. So I think that myth that you really have to nurture that relationship for a long time before you go for the high ticket sale. I mean, I think it's basically been disproven if you're willing to do it this way.
No, Russ, I absolutely love that. It's such a funny thing whenever I talk. I remember when we take a look back, it's been 8 years now when we started ClickFunnels. And, you know, most software always starts off with, you know, it's just, you get started right away and it's just, it's free for 14 days. And then 197. And I remember when we first got started, it was like, we are doing this bootstrapped. We can't afford to go off of $19 or $37 or $97. And so we went straight into the webinar. And I remember when Russell started those things, and it was just amazing. I mean, he was doing 2 and 3 webinars a day. Mm-hmm. But by doing that, we were able to charge more up front. At that time, it was $997, and it got 6 months of use of ClickFunnels and all that. But the main thing it really did is it gave us cash up front
right.
to then be able to use that cash to grow and scale and build. I run across so many people are like, oh, you should just go out and get cash from other people and use that. And I'm like, no, I disagree with that. We are bootstrapped. We actually have a bootstrapped award. We're actually going out at Funnelacking Live this year. My only reason saying that is I love your idea of going, wait, I actually don't have to go from 37 to 97 to 300 to 997 to, you know, 30. You went straight in. And so I'm kind of curious, first of all, is how did you mentally deal with that? Because I know a lot of people in their business are going, I don't know if I can charge someone that amount up front. So I'd love to know.
So I started out in the low ticket space, and like everybody else pretty much, because, you know, you go to yourself, well, I'm just starting out. No one's going to give me $1,000 or $10,000. Maybe they'll give me $7 or, you know, $27. I started out in the low ticket space, and I would do launches, and we would sell thousands and thousands of copies of something at like $27. But then I would circle back with those people, and the reviews were always good, and the refunds were always low, very, very low. So people were happy with the product. But then I would circle back with them and say, you know, they'd go, oh, Russ, you know, I got that video marketing course or whatever it was, and it was amazing, and I really liked it. And I'd say, okay, cool, man. What'd you do with it? Did you put it into practice? Did you, you know, what kind of results did you get? And they'd be like, no, you know, I've got a bunch of other products that they get to first, and I'll get around to it at some point. And I realized, like, people were buying these low ticket products, and they were just basically collecting cyber dust on their hard drive. They weren't actually doing anything. And, you know, from a purely like capitalist perspective, it's like, who cares? They're buying my stuff. They're happy. I'm happy. It's all good. But it did start to bother me that, you know, I was really putting a lot of effort into these products, and the strategies were very good, but nobody was taking action. So I thought to myself, you know, well, what would happen if I took this whole model and I just flipped it on its head, where instead of trying to sell thousands of copies of something at like $27, I charged $5,000 or $10,000 and tried to enroll, I don't know, 10, 20 people a month. Well, what would that do? And I thought to myself, well, if I did that, I guessed that a few things would happen. I thought, first of all, the clients would show up super committed because now they were investing at a premium price. I knew that I could work with fewer people and still radically hit my income goals because now, you know, that you're paying $5,000-$10,000. How many clients do I need? Not that many. And so that meant that I could give them a real VIP experience and that I could really hold their hand and help them get to the outcome. So that was sort of the theory. And I was like, let's just try it. So I shut down all my low ticket stuff. I said, look, man, I'm going all in on this high ticket thing, which was really kind of a stupid thing to do because I didn't have any idea how I was going to do it. So there was a good like 3 months now where my income was like zero or close to zero. You know, kept tinkering and worked out this funnel, worked out this process, and it just clicked. And the first month that it really clicked, I think was December of 2013. And I had my first $200,000 month. And I've never looked back since, because all of those things that I guessed would happen did happen. When you're talking about high ticket clients, they show up coachable, they show up committed, they do the work, they do everything you tell them to do. And you can really give them a transformational experience where you're not just giving them a bunch of information saying, hey, here's how to do this, you know, good luck, go figure this out. You can actually hold their hand and support them as they take action to get the outcome. And that's why our client results are so just off the charts, because we now have the ability to really make a big investment in time and energy into those people so they can actually get the result. So it's, you know, we make a lot more money doing high ticket, and it's a lot more fulfilling because now I can look back at all these thousands of coaches that I've helped that are now like with six and seven and closing in on eight figure businesses. I mean, it really is something.
Man, I love that. I think For me, Russ, as I take a look at people growing and scaling businesses, that's the part that matters the most, is to realize you've got to be able to go. I mean, it's so funny now. I take a look at, you know, buying a phone. I mean, I remember when phones first came out and they were free. Not anymore. I mean, everyone pays hundreds of dollars for phones, and yet they don't even think twice about it. And I think that the key is so important as you take a look at scaling and growing your business, that when you are, if you have a business that can really service people's whatever they need to get to that next level, where there's a value that they can actually pay, there's no problem for you charging what you're charging, whether it's, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 at first, and then it's $10,000. I remember years ago listening to a lot of the marketing things to realize that Dan Kennedy was I remember following a lot of his stuff, and I remember him saying, you know what? You just have to be, you go, whenever you pitch the amount and you know, you feel confident you can actually deliver that, just be quiet.
Pitch it. Right. So that's the thing is that the first thing we have to do with our clients is we have to like radically realign what their sense of their own value is.
Yeah.
So most people that are in like a coaching space, for example, you know, you're helping people solve these major challenges in their life or in their business, right? So if you're a dating coach, let's say, you're helping people find the love of their life. If you're a marriage coach, you're helping save people's marriages. If you're a fitness coach, you're helping people drop that last 20, 30 pounds and probably live an extra 10 to 15 years or whatever it is. And the thing that all of those outcomes have in common is that they're basically priceless. You cannot put a price on saving someone's marriage that was heading toward divorce. You can't put a price on helping someone find the love of their life or taking someone's business that was rocketing toward bankruptcy and turning it around and saving it. Those outcomes are priceless. So if you're providing that outcome, then you absolutely can command a $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 price for your work. And the people that are paying you that money, they're still getting an incredible life-changing deal. And so that's the thing that people have to realize, because most people base their price on like what their competitors are charging or what they see other people doing. You know, you get into the business coaching space, let's say, and you see so-and-so who's more established than you, they have better branding, they have a better following. Well, oh man, that guy's charging $2,500. So I don't know, maybe I'll charge $1,500. You know, I'll do that. But that's not the way to think about it. The way to think about it is to say, what's the value of the outcome that I'm delivering? And how can I create a program that really delivers on that outcome? Because if you can do that, then you can command a premium price, even way more than maybe some people that are more established than you are charging.
Oh, I love that. Especially when you start looking at kind of the ROI for them. Yes. I remember years ago talking with Joe Polish when it was $25,000, which at the time seemed like a lot of money. But his whole thing was, if you can't get at least 10 times that by the end of the year, you shouldn't have done this.
And it's cool because like in business, mm-hmm. business coaching, that's exactly right. It's like a straight one-to-one thing. I'm charging you $50,000 for this thing. Am I going to make more than $50,000? Yeah. Okay. Well, then it's a no-brainer. But I think people don't understand that that also applies in spaces like personal development or spiritual development or, you know, relationships or whatever, because now you're talking about giving people an outcome that can't be measured in terms of dollars because it's so unbelievably valuable. And so it's not just in the business coaching spaces that people can command these premium prices. You know, we have like our clients, Meg and Alfred, they're marriage coaches in Australia. They're fantastic at fixing people's marriages. They're closing in on $1 million a month in their business with, you know, with marriage coaching. So, and I think their program is a five-figure investment. So it's not just in the business coaching spaces that people are able to do this. As long as you understand that the value you're providing people is really transformational, then you can command those kinds of premium prices no matter what niche you're in.
I totally appreciate that. So help people understand more about how do they get those clients? How do you, again, we talked about these short funnels, but is this all referrals? Are you doing ads? Scaling, growing this?
So we do get referrals, of course, because if you're doing a good job, you should be getting referrals. But the key to making a business like this work is the ability to get clients from ice cold traffic.
I love that.
So that's the key. If you don't have that, then you don't really have a business, because otherwise you're kind of sitting there and hoping that you get some referrals or hoping people send some business your way. But ultimately, if you want to be in control of your own destiny, you have to be able to run ads and turn those ads into clients. So we use really targeted advertising on Facebook, on TikTok, on YouTube. And we talk about the outcome that our clients want. And we talk about the problems that they're experiencing every day. And we talk about maybe some of the stuff they've tried to fix that problem and why it hasn't worked. We talk about why we have a better solution. And people click on those ads, and then we go into the webinar and we expand on all those themes in the webinar. And then at the end of the webinar, the call to action is really simple. It's like, hey, if you want to talk to us about how you can apply these ideas to your business starting today, we've set aside some time in the next 24 to 48 hours to speak to you personally about how you can do that. Here's who it's for. Here's who it's not for. Here's the requirements. And if this is something that you want, you know, go to this page, and they go right to our calendar page and they just book an appointment. And we get on the phone with them for about 45 minutes. And you know, we have a really great conversation. We feel things out. What are the problems they're experiencing? Are those problems we can solve? What have they tried? What's worked? What hasn't worked? And do we think our approach could work for them? And if it is, we enroll them right into our programs right there on the call. And all of our clients, regardless of what niche they're in, are using that exact process. So the cool thing about this is that the ROI on your ads happens like right away. Like once it's dialed in, you're basically, you know, maybe you're spending $1 on Facebook and then you're making $10 back. or $7 back or $12 back. But that ROI, like you mentioned before, is happening right away. And you're enrolling these people into something that's truly transformational, where they're absolutely committed to showing up and doing the work, and you're going to give them everything they need to get that result.
I love that. So as you take a look at your salespeople, do you know what percentage you're paying them for their sales?
Yeah, of course. So I recommend paying salespeople. We call them enrollment coaches, actually.
Okay.
And the reason we call them that is that their job on the call is not to sell. Their job on the call is to serve the client to the truth. And what that means is that we want to get crystal clear on the problems they're facing and can we help and do we want to help? And we want to get them crystal clear on why they need to fix this problem so badly. And if they're clear on that and we're clear on that and they think it's a fit and we think it's a fit, then we'll make an offer. So their job isn't just to enroll everybody who shows up. Their job is really to find those people that are a good fit for this. So my salespeople, yes, they're paid on commission, but we don't even make an offer to about 20% of the people we talk to. Because again, I don't want to take money from anybody unless I'm like 1,000% confident we can get them the result. So we pay our salespeople about a 10% commission and plus bonuses. But yeah, that's what it works out to. And you know, it's kind of a paradox because part of their job is to enroll, but they also are the safeguards of the company. And it's their job to make sure that we don't enroll anybody unless we're sure we can help them. Even if they're, you know, even if they got their credit card in their hand, if they've got an offer or something that we think we can't make it work, then it's their job to say no.
That's great. So then on your coaches, I assume your coaches aren't your salespeople.
No, we have a whole coaching staff. Yeah.
So with your coaching staff, is this all one-on-one? Is it a group coach?
So this is what's cool. So the way that we structure our programs is that we want to make sure that we're getting people maximum results in minimum time. So most of our clients are selling an 8-week workshop or a 10-week workshop. And the way that works is that there's modules, training modules for each week that lead people step-by-step to the outcome. So let's just say point A is your marriage isn't working. Point B, everything's cool. So how do we get them from A to B? So each week you're going to give them like one big step along that journey, right? So that's the training modules, and they unlock one module per week. At the same time, a couple times a week, we get everybody on a group Q&A on Zoom so people can ask whatever questions that they have. And what we encourage our clients to do and what we do is we use breakout rooms on those Zoom calls. So for example, we have Facebook coaches, we have YouTube coaches, we have sales coaches, we have mindset coaches. And so on every Q&A call we do, there'll be breakout rooms where, hey, if you have a question about Facebook, cool, you go in the Facebook room. You got a question about your mindset? Great. We have some of the best mindset and support performance coaches in the world. So if you're freaking out about something, cool, you go in the mindset room and we'll coach you through whatever that freak out is and get you back on track. So That's the way that we encourage our clients to do it. And then most of our clients will also have a Facebook group or someplace where the clients can connect with each other and cheerlead for each other and become each other's support structure. But that setup we found gets better outcomes even than just one-on-one, because there's this community energy, this community spirit that gets built where you realize that you're not alone. You're on the same journey as all these other people, and you can look out for each other, support each other, hold each other accountable. And we work to facilitate those relationships within the group itself.
We found the same thing.
There's
something magic about being with other people who are on the same journey that you are. And
because otherwise you feel like a lone soldier. You feel you know, like you have a Facebook ad or something that gets denied and you feel like, oh my God, I'm the first person this has ever happened to. When really, you know, it happens. So we get everybody together. And what's cool too, is that the people who are just coming into the program can see the people that are like on week 8, week 7, and the outcomes and the results that they're getting. And that's really inspiring for the people that are just coming in, because they realize, oh man, I'm in the right place.
Oh man. Well, Russ, again, I appreciate all that you've been sharing. If people want to find out more about you, where should they go?
Check out our website. It's clientsondemand.com. And on that website, if you want to, you know, funnel hack us or whatever, you can see a link to, you know, click the button and sign up for our webinar and check it out and see what we've got going on. And if you've got real expertise that you want to monetize, we could definitely help you do that.
I love it. Again, thank you so much, Russ. I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you again.
You got it, Dave. Thanks.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved the last podcast. I think the part I'm most excited is about what's coming up next, and that is Funnel Hacking Live. I am so, so excited for the opportunity of actually being with people live and going through all the crazy opportunities for so many different people who've had such great success. Obviously, we have our 2 Comma Club and our 2 Comma Club X and our 2 Comma Club C. So, I mean, there's so many opportunities that people are showing success. In addition to that, we have 25 plus different speakers who are showing all the crazy things they've gone through to have the success, place where you absolutely want to be. We'll have over 5,000 people who are there, and I think it's just a crazy, crazy opportunity for you to be able to share with people who are at so many different stages within their business, and I think you'll absolutely love it. So go to funnelhackinglive.com and sign up for our upcoming event. Again, it's funnelhackinglive.com. Thanks. We'll talk to you guys soon.